This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm a Gen Xer, and having a period was horrible. The cramps were ridiculous. All we had was Midol. Every month, I would be writhing in pain, feeling miserable. It was difficult to swim, right, perform. We had that big Rely tampon recall because of toxic shock. And so having periods in the 80s was not easy. Well, now things have gotten a little bit more simple with period underwear. And people ask, is period underwear a good idea or a bad idea? Well, there's an article that's very interesting looking at the cost of having a period around the world. And I forgot how much I had to spend on tampons, pads, on new sheets if I bled through and ruined my pants or my skirt. It was miserable. And yes, it was costly. And this analysis by Health News looked at the price of the most common menstruation products people used. And they looked at the maxi pad. And they said having a period was most costly in the United Arab Emirates, where it averaged 23 cents a pad. And I think the U.S. ranked still pretty high compared to other countries. I think in Germany, it was the cheapest. Germany and Finland, it only averaged about 4 cents a pad. And so if you start bleeding when you're 11, 12, 13, I was 13, you don't stop until your late 40s, 50s, then you could be using an average of 11,400 pads. The United States came in second for most expensive pad product, 15 cents a pad. Then Australia, more expensive. Fourth was Sweden. Fifth was Canada. Japan and Poland were the least expensive. Or if any of you guys taking a trip to Japan or Poland, can you buy us some extra pads that we can have out here? But is period underwear the way to go? Well, I think there was a lawsuit. Thinks one of the companies that started the period underwear became most famous. There's now multiple companies. I believe there was a lawsuit. I'm not exactly sure if it's settled or what happened, but there was an accusation that this underwear had chemicals in them. The chemicals like the PFASs, which could interfere with fertility, cause metabolic issues. So plaintiffs said third-party testing of the underwear revealed the presence of short-chain per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, human-made chemicals that are found in a lot of our industrial products, human products, but they could have health effects. So Finks had denied these allegations. This was about a year ago. But I believe the litigation has been resolved. There was a settlement, but Finks does not, apparently it does not mean there was wrongdoing. But so period underwear, which is supposed to prevent you from leaking, you know, obviously could come with a cost. One, they cost money. But two, you know, are you cleaning them? Or could they possibly harbor bacteria that cause, you know, that cause toxic shock? You know, I'm a big fan of these recyclable grocery bags, but remember there was a whole cheerleading squad that got sick because the mom didn't wash out the bag well enough, and when she packed cookies for everybody, apparently they all got foodborne illness. You gotta wash things out. All right. What we learned with COVID, and I don't understand why the environmentalists didn't speak out more then, is we went from everything from being reusable to disposable. And throughout COVID, it was disposable masks, disposable menus, disposable silverware. Everything was disposable. Throw it. Well, that could hurt the environment. But reusable can sadly, you know, contain pathogens, can be an issue. I think it's ridiculous that people can't afford that we have a system in place where sanitary products are expensive. And I love it when you do see these, you know, health departments, et cetera, provide these sanitary options. But I'm not going to lie. I've seen some of the tampons that are given away for free. And I don't know how to word it correctly, but you know how some of the companies came out with that Glide applicator and they don't feel dry and uncomfortable? The free tampons are those dry cardboard applicators. They're just not, it's not the fancy cool stuff, right? And so I don't think a lot of women like the freebie ones. The pads are good, but they're the bulky pads because obviously they want to do the big ones. A lot of people just need panty liners. Do you have free those? I mean, you know, when it comes to a woman's period, you can't just give one pad or just one type of tampon. It depends on the day. It depends on the flow. So, you know, I'm mixed, and I have not recommended as a doctor period underwear because I still don't know enough about it. It sounds interesting. Sounds disgusting also, but it does sound interesting if you really feel dry like a diaper. But I tell you what I'm really interested in is some of these underwears are supposed to be also good for bladder leaks. How many of us go to a comedy club or we jump it around or we do aerobics and then all of a sudden we pee? Okay? That would be pretty, pretty cool. So you don't have to use Depends. So I think we do need that technology. But what a lot of women are doing are just stopping their periods, just not having their periods at all. And when I ask women when their last period was, and it was, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and then I hear that they're trying to get pregnant and, you know, now they're struggling and they don't know why, you know, they're not fertile. And I always ask, did anybody, you know, talk to you about your periods before they stopped them? So I would really recommend that before somebody go on birth control to stop their abnormal periods or their very heavy periods or any gynecological issue, to at least figure out the why of that gynecological issue so that you know if you're bleeding heavily, is it because you have fibroids? Is it because you bleed easily? You have less clotting factors? Is it because you have a growth? Is it because your thyroid's off? So I understand we now have ways to stop people's periods and to make things a lot more convenient. Just make sure you get the why understood or even dealt with, because when you do want to have children, you don't want to be delaying then trying to figure out months as to why your periods aren't regular. So, period underwear, I don't know, tell me about it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you like it? Why? How do you keep it clean?
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I guess there's a new ad out on Biden asking if he will survive the next 4 years, 2025. 2026, 2027, 2028. Can he even make it to 2029? And what's interesting, it's horrible. It's this ad. Oh my God. I'm sorry. If I was Trump's team, I wouldn't air it yet. I think it was going to hurt the Democrats, or it's going to hurt the Republicans. If the Democrats remove Biden from the ballot, right now, when you look at the polls and when you look at everything's happening, yep, I think it's a shoo-in for the Republicans. And so I don't think this still far out from the election. Does there have to be any more, shall we say, publicity on Biden not being able to, you know, be commander in chief? I think that's already been established. And what they could do is drive this home right before the election. Right now, the Democrats have plenty of time to swap him out and to say, okay, we'll use Michelle Obama, even though Michelle Obama said she wouldn't. I mean, how many people said they're not running and all of a sudden they're like, oh, I changed my mind. Yeah. So they could still, being that it's March, change, you know, before the Democratic National Convention, they could still change their mind and put somebody that is a lot more electable than Biden. What I would do if I was a Republican right now, just lay low, garner support. You know, still do your speeches. Still get, you're going to need a lot of ads coming up in the fall. But I think I would hit home. This ad is, it's pretty stinging, where you see Biden trip and all sorts of stuff. It's, it's not easy to watch. But we have already a lot of Democrats calling for Biden to not be on the ticket because they know he can't win. So what should the Republican strategy be? Keep him on the ticket. Now, as a doctor, I've already given you my opinion. I think as a doctor, he should retire. I think he should be spending time with family. He might be looking at jail time with everything going on with his pay for play and all the other allegations and accusations that he's going to have to deal with as it pertains to Hunter Biden. But, you know, I would say that, I would say, you know, use you're 81 years old. You know, you don't want to be a laughingstock. You don't want to be all your 40 years of service to Congress to be reduced to these gaffes and you freezing and saying you're not allowed to ask questions. You're not looking like a commander in chief. Leave now while you can. But the Republicans, that would just absolutely hurt the Republicans. Now, Kamala Harris, people say, yeah, but it's going to be Kamala Harris. I don't think so. I think the Democrats know Kamala Harris is not very popular. And why is it? Why do people not like Kamala Harris? Now, being honest, when you look at voter psychology and all that, you know, I get that when you're president, like, you know, Mike Pence, George H.W. Bush to Ronald Reagan, you take a back seat. You know, nobody ever goes, wow, that was the best vice president in the history of, because vice presidents are not allowed to outshine their president. So they've kept Kamala Harris, you know, as back as possible. And also, she's not a very good orator and all that, but there's a lot of criticism of how she got to be the vice president. There were a lot of other people who were much more worthy than her and her background. And so, you know, she wasn't very well liked. In fact, the Democrats dumped her from the primary early on. So it was kind of shocking that Trump would pick her. That was a little bit of a shock. And so, you know, he's made multiple mistakes. But right now, it is going to be a shoo-in for Republicans if Biden is on the ticket. So you might not want him off the ticket. You know, maybe play these ads that are pretty powerful ads, you know, like right before the election. That's what I would do. I know everybody says, well, people have their minds made up once they I think we all know he's feeble. We all know that he's struggling. And we also all know that he's not in charge. And that, I think, was the worst mistake Biden ever made. Saying on air, saying in front of the cameras and continuing to say, I'm not allowed to, I can't, they won't let me. In fact, during a press conference on Tuesday, he said, I have a lot of questions. I better not start the questions. I'll get in trouble. All right. Why would you say that? You are the commander-in-chief. When Obama was commander-in-chief, when Trump was commander-in-chief, all right, there was no question about who was probably, you know, making the decisions. And I am sure everybody has a team. I'm sure Mrs. Obama, Mrs. Trump had a lot to say. And I know people always joke, you know, my husband's like, look, I don't know if we're free Saturday night. Dahlia runs her social calendar. I'm going to ask the wife. People are always like, you know, I'll get in trouble with the wife. Yeah, it's a nice, funny little joke. But for commander in chief, we are horrified to think Jill could be the one making the decisions. Who are you afraid of? The question somebody needs to ask is, who are you going to get in trouble with? Who does the president of the United States, the commander-in-chief, fear? Who is it? Because that is the person that's been running this country and making a mess of things. Now, it could be a group. There could be a whole bunch of people standing there holding bats. But he actually looks fearful to go against the script. Now, it could also be because he doesn't want to make a mistake. Because he doesn't want to say something that's inappropriate. He doesn't want to make another gaffe. And maybe he's saying this in generality. I'll get in trouble because I'll say something stupid. But that's not the feeling I'm getting. Because in some of the other press conferences, he said, I'm not supposed to do this. Who is telling you this? And so I think it's obvious, not only to Americans, but to our foreign adversaries, that he is not the one in charge. From a psychology standpoint, that's not good. Now, it's one thing to say you're working with leaders, bipartisanly, you're bringing people together. You could be a leader. Now, and still work with people. But if you are commander-in-chief, you are the person in charge. And I had said his, you know, whoever's PR team, they're struggling unless they are doing it right and he just doesn't know how to follow it. But, you know, if you don't want to answer questions, you can say, hey, guys, we got a lot going on. I need to get back to work. Thank you. And we'll try to get your questions at a later date. God bless. And then leave. None of this, oh, it looks like there's a lot of questions. Let me check my list. Are you on my list? Are you, it's frightening. With everything going on right now, we have hostages still in Gaza that have to be rescued. We are imminently, you know, at war in the Middle East with our bases being attacked. We have Putin licking at the chops. Kim Jong-un, China. For the love of God, show that we're in charge. And the Democrats, I think, you know, see that they have to do that. But they would have to scramble. We have 8 months till the election. So if I was Trump's team, I would take a breather. Okay, yeah, we all know. You don't have to work that hard to beat Biden in terms of that. I think, you know, what you have to do is make sure there's no cheating. Make sure people go to the polls and early. Make sure that there is there's some transparency with these mail-in ballots. A lot of us, including myself, did not get mail-in ballots. You know, I mean, you want to make sure that that vote gets in. And you know, so those are some of the things that and I understand it's not a good soundbite to talk about election integrity. People are still kind of miffed about that, but I just want to play this ad yet. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden gives his State of the Union address tonight at 9. He plans to highlight the economic rebound and his administration's push to tax billionaires, as well as the student debt he's done away with, the 15 million jobs created, and how he cracked down on junk fees. The White House has confirmed that Ukraine's First Lady and Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's widow were invited to the State of the Union address tonight, but declined to attend. The New York National Guard troops and New York State Police troopers will be deployed into the subway system to help riders feel safe after a spike in transit crime. This in addition to the 1,000 New York City police officers who were ordered to patrol subway lines. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have been fighting a stomach bug. We've had norovirus, COVID, other sort of stomach issues. And sometimes it could be non-infectious. You might have irritable bowel, inflammatory bowel disease. So some of you guys are dealing with diarrhea. And you've asked, what do you do? What is the best thing to do? Should you use Imodium? Should you ride it out? And so as a physician, we're mixed because it really depends on why you have the diarrhea. You know, the telemedicine platforms are being inundated with people calling with stomach bugs. And, you know, we're mixed on what the best treatment is. We all recommend hydrating because you're going to lose a lot of fluids, obviously, if you have diarrhea, if you're vomiting. And We also are going to recommend that you don't eat spicy food, fatty foods, and you try not to spread it to others. The norovirus, which is the virus that is right now on the rise in the U.S. We're seeing a lot of cases in the Northeast. Some people call it the stomach flu or stomach bug, but it's a virus. And it's very, very contagious, causing GI symptoms, vomiting. And there's this kind of myth that, well, if it's a stomach bug, you don't have to go to the hospital. I've known individuals that, yes, have had to go to the hospital. If you can't keep your fluids and you're getting dehydrated and it is destroying the insides and you can't hold anything down, you might have to go to the hospital and get IV fluids. According to the most recent CDC data, more than 12% of the tests done for the virus came back positive in the week of February 17th. A little bit before that was 11.5%, so data sometimes is lacking. I think during the week ending February 24th, 16% of the tests came back positive, so we think it is rising. Here we are in March. We don't have the data yet. But whether it's norovirus, COVID diarrhea, you know, other sorts of diarrhea, there's, you know, you have to kind of realize what's going on when it's happening. So we speak about your GI tract, how you eat something, your digestion starts there, or it starts with your fork and knife. But you start to break down the food in the stomach. It goes down your esophagus or gullet, which moves and propels the food to the stomach. The stomach has acid to help break it up, churn it a little bit. That could be there. Your food could be there for a couple hours. Then you have your intestines to absorb the nutrients. There's going to be bile and pancreatic acid enzymes and other things to help break the food down even more and help allow sugar such as insulin to do what it needs to do with some of the nutrients like the sugar. And then by the time it gets to the colon, the main job of the colon is to help make the stool and help absorb any water. The intestine is more worried about the nutrients. The small intestine, the large intestine, or your colon, is more concerned about the water. And so the longer the food is in the system, the longer it churns and desiccates in the colon, and then the harder the stool is. Which is why if you only go potty every few days, it's a lot more dry and firm. Well, if the stool doesn't have time to churn, all right, it'll be more wet. And if your body senses that there's something in the body that shouldn't be there, then it's going to flush it out. It is going to use fluid to flush it out. And it is not going to want it. It's a fascinating, our bodies are fascinatingly engineered. I am blown away at how it knows to do that. And it does. So now you wake up, you notice your stool is loose. You're like, oh no, I have loose stool. And so many people make the mistake of running to the cupboard and taking Imodium to try to stop the bowel movement from happening and slow down the bowel movements. Well, if this is day one and you just woke up hour one, don't you want to get whatever the hell is in your body out? That's why your body is dumping it. Listen to your body. Maybe you picked up a worm. Maybe you picked up a parasite. Maybe you picked up a bacteria. There was that huge dairy recall with Listeria. Maybe your body's like, can we get rid of this? We have it. The body knows when something shouldn't be there. Let's get it out. So I always recommend for the first hour or two, let your body get it out. Now, sometimes you might not get it out all in one hour. Sometimes it might take a few hours. Sometimes it might take a day or two. The Imodium or the anti-diarrheal medications are used for those individuals that have functional issues, not infectious, and if we think you're going to be at risk of dehydration. But if you could take in the fluids and you're not getting sore and you're not bleeding, you know, we don't necessarily tell you to run and take an anti-diarrheal. Because we want you to get it out. Now, norovirus could last a week. A lot of these viruses could last a week to 10 days. Most people, though, will get better after a few days. But some viruses last longer. And so if you are already panicking hour one, you got a long way to go. Now, when I was in medical school, I was taught that for every day you take Imodium, you prolong your illness by a day. Now, I don't know how much science is behind that, but what they were trying to tell us medical students is if you are causing the body to hold it in and not get it out, the virus has a chance to replicate, or the virus has a chance to set up shop. And so, I've had some individuals who said, look, my family's over it, but I still have it a day or two later. And I'll ask, did you take Imodium? They said, yeah, I was the only one that did, but I'm still having it. Well, maybe that's why. I don't know. I don't know why you have it longer. Maybe your body doesn't feel like it's rid of it. Now, other things that can help is probiotics can sometimes help the diarrhea. Advancing your diet, but, starting first with bananas, rice, applesauce, toast. If you're vomiting, you might need an anti-emetic. I think vomiting is really uncomfortable, and vomiting, the headaches and the blood pressure, and I hate vomiting. I can't stand that. But we got to make sure you can take in fluids. A lot of people are so thirsty that they will guzzle fluids when they're dealing with a stomach bug. You'll throw up. That's why we recommend popsicles, ice chips, because we don't want to trigger that reflex. Why are you throwing up if you have a stomach bug? Because the body's like, hey guys, we're in fix-it mode. We're doing repairs. Let's put up the orange cones. Let us do our job. Let us do repairs. Please, for the love of God, don't give us any more. Look at what you did last time. All right, slow down on the eating and let us fix what's going on. So you're getting hungry. You're getting thirsty. So you might have to supersede the foreman and say, hey, guys, look, let's at least try to get some fluids in. And that's why we would have you suck on popsicles, Gatorade, Pedialyte, because not only do you need water, but you need your salts. And most viruses will go away. If it doesn't, get to a medical provider who'll give you a little container for you to collect your stool at home. And then they'll be able to run it for viruses, bacteria, parasites, and know what you have. If you have a bacteria, you might need an antibiotic. If you have a parasite or a worm, you might need an anti-parasite medication. If it's COVID or flu, you might need Paxlovid or a flu medication. So depending on what you have, we'll then steer treatment. But make sure you get your fluids in and go easy on the food. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I didn't have a lot of money and I was trying to make ends meet, I would eat cereal for dinner. If I had a box of cereal and nothing else to eat, no date, dinner, usually more expensive if you go to fast food. Breakfast prices way cheaper than dinner prices. Yeah, I ate cereal for dinner. And then, after I had the kids had eaten. I never had a chance to have dinner that day. I was tired. I noticed that when I ate dinner, but I used cereal to eat dinner, I lost weight. So I have talked a little bit about how maybe eating breakfast for dinner could help with weight loss, could help with costs, but it needs to be a nutritious breakfast for dinner. Eating cereal, a lot of these sugary cereals, not really the healthiest thing. But it's been something that many of us have been doing. Well, in marketing, every company is dying to have the please don't squeeze the Charmin sort of jingle that lasts forever. Or the good to the last drop Maxwell House. Or Big Red lasts right through you. You go on and on while you're chewing it. I mean, you know, these, everybody wants to have the marketing, just golden phrase. And so Kellogg's tried that. And they tried this commercial where I think it's Tony the Tiger, who the original Tony the Tiger, I think, passed, may rest in peace. But the one that said, they're great. But where Tony the Tiger says, I say breakfast, you say dinner. And they were trying to make a marketing tsunami for their company going breakfast for dinner, cereal for dinner, to try to push more of a market share for their product. And boy, did they get backlash. Kellogg CEO, W.K. Kellogg Company CEO Gary Pilnick was on CNBC and encouraged cash-strapped consumers to consider eating cereal for dinner. Now, he had said that buy our cereal if you're tight on cash and serve it for dinner, so to speak. Well, that's not necessarily the best thing to do. And so already these cereal companies are under a lot of heat for the shrinkflation. You notice some cereal boxes are $5-6, but they're a third the size of what they were a few years ago. And so, it would be nicer to see these cereal companies talk about how they're going to add more fortified nutrients, bring back the larger box size for the same price of money, etc. But he's not the first person to be talking about breakfast for dinner. And so let's talk about why dinner is so expensive. I mean, no one's lying. If you take away the steak, the vegetables, the starch, the drinks, the casserole, the dessert, and you just pour a $5 box of cereal into bowls and a $3.50 a half gallon thing of milk, you're saving money. It's not, I think, the healthiest. It's cereal with a lot of processed and sugars. But dinner is expensive, and it scares me to think that companies are trying to, hone in on that and use that as an advertising bargaining chip, going, but look, you could feed the family with a box of cereal for cheap. Now, another messaging they tried to do was a pro-PETA or an anti-animal killing sort of message where save the chicken. You see the chicken alive and the mom goes, we don't need you tonight. The chicken goes, all right, I'll go marinate. But, this more of a vegan or anti-meat thing. Anybody who's vegan that does it right doesn't say to just eat cereal for dinner. Our diets are supposed to incorporate lean meat, fish, vegetables. If you want to be vegan, other forms of protein. But, I know people are using cereal for dinner. That's not healthy. That's one of the reasons why we're obese. I might have lost weight when I was younger, but that doesn't work now. And so we need to figure out how to make dinner cheaper. And dinner is always more expensive. At restaurants, dinner is more expensive. The lunch menu is cheaper. Why is the lunch menu cheaper? Well, because they could do smaller portion sizes. So we eat less at lunch, more at dinner. Why are we eating more at dinner? So dinner for me is the smallest meal of the day. I make my dinner small. There is no health benefit to having dinner 1,000-plus calories. And all this, you know, breakfast should be your biggest meal of the day. So if you want to, at dinner, whip up a couple eggs, have a healthy omelet with vegetables and things like that, maybe a bran muffin, some fresh fruit, so you get all four food groups in there somehow, I'm okay with that. And it's not that expensive. Eggs and vegetables whipped up. You could actually, you know, I mean, breakfast for dinner isn't an evil concept. If it's a very healthy meal, you could actually save a lot of money. So me personally, I prefer to have in the mornings to get through. I have such a busy morning. I prefer to have protein. I like to eat a chicken breast. I'll have leftover steak, leftover fish. I'll make ahi tuna, not ahi tuna. I'll make tuna steak, some seared tuna, and I'll eat that. You know, I'll do that in the morning. And dinner, sometimes I just want a little something. So what I will support, not cereal for dinner, but get your nutrition, have breakfast, your bigger meal of the day. If you do want to save money, do breakfast for dinner. Make sure it has the protein, the vegetables, the fruit. Putting vegetables into your food, or just eating the vegetable outright if you don't want it in your eggs. Now, and try to cut back on the expensive meal options. Do you really need steak? Do you really need, you know, expensive, you know, chicken or fish? You know, there's other ways to get your protein in. But yeah, I saw the commercial and I see they're trying to save the chicken. Yeah, it was not well done. And it was, I mean, you know, from a marketing standpoint, try to say breakfast for dinner. But listen, a lot of people use dinner as family time. This is where people talk, you know, and I like family time. But when my family started gaining weight, we changed around how dinner was. Because I didn't want us consuming so many calories and sitting and making it a long experience. I figured we were starting to eat too much. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.